My brother-in-law would always make a distinction when his kids would complain about something. He would say it's a get-to, not a have-to. And this weekend, coming to Mass is truly a get-to, not a have-to, because Archbishop, you know, removed the obligation. So I just want to affirm you for coming to Mass today, to come in to pray in this time of uncertainty, this time of struggle, this time of the unknown. But we do know one thing for sure, is that Jesus loves us, and that Jesus is always with us. As we say, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can have confidence in the Lord. We place our confidence in Jesus Christ, in God the Father's protection and His love for us. And that confidence can be reaffirmed from our gospel reading today. This woman who Jesus encountered was not expecting to encounter the Messiah, the King of the universe, the great I Am, the person who could forgive her of all of her sins when she went to draw water that day. But she did. She encountered forgiveness. She encountered mercy. She encountered goodness itself in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus knew who she was. Jesus knew her to the depths of her being. He knew her brokenness. He knew her struggles. He knew the challenges that she had. But yet, He did not look at her with condemnation or judgment. Rather, He looked at her through the lens of mercy and love, as well as compassion. And that is what He gave to her. He forgave her of her sins and empowered her to go and make disciples, to go and share the good news. This love that the woman encountered at the well inspired her to grow. Last week we talked about hope inspires us to grow. The apostles, or Peter, James, and John, at the Transfiguration, when Jesus' divinity was revealed to them, they were given hope. They were given hope that God would see them through. And that hope inspired them to grow and to become the saints that they became. Today in our gospel, we see again something else that inspires us to grow, and that is love, another theological virtue, faith, hope, and love. And these help us to grow into the saints that God desires us to become. The love that this woman encounters and experiences encourages her to grow. She wasn't willing to grow at first, just in this initial encounter. It wasn't until she experienced love that she was willing to grow. If you look at the passage, what does she do? When she first encounters Jesus, she speculates, "How is it that you, a Jew, should ask me for a drink?" She's not willing to think outside the box. She's not willing to meet him where he's at. She wants to distance herself from him. But once she encounters the love of Jesus, once she encounters the mercy of Jesus, now she's willing to grow. And not only is she willing to get Jesus a drink, she goes above and beyond and goes to tell other Samaritans about the awesomeness of a Jew. That's crazy. But yet that love inspired her to grow past her fears, to grow past the social norms or the customs at that time. That love inspired her to grow and to trust in God, to trust in Jesus' faithfulness, to trust that God would help her, and that the mission of sharing God's love was more important than other people's judgment of her. And so she went forth proclaiming that the Messiah had come and that the Messiah was present, and she brought other people to Jesus. And what do we see happens? We see that they are inspired as well. So yes, we're called to go make teach. We're called to bring others to God. But guess what? We don't have to be afraid. It's not all on us. Because what happens? Then Jesus cooperates with her. And Jesus works with her and sets the hearts of these other Samaritans on fire for love of Him. And they tell her, "We not only believe now because of your word, but we believe because of our encounter with Jesus. We know that He is God. We know that He is good. We know that He loves us. And now we too will grow and share God's love with others. We too will not be just confined to the boxes that we've placed ourselves in. but we'll think outside the box and we'll be willing to grow into the disciples that God wants us to become, that Jesus invites us to become. So this week, going forward, knowing that you're loved, take advantage of the opportunities to grow. Now, a lot of things have been canceled, right? Most of our calendars have been clear. Maybe some of you even are working from home. We have different things that have been canceled. So what should we do with all this extra time? Pray is the first thing. Pray for healing. Pray for confidence. Pray for the world. But secondly, I invite you to grow. Take some time to read a spiritual book, maybe the lives of the saints that we gave out at Christmas, or another spiritual book. Read the Bible. Read the Gospels. The Gospel of John is full of God's love. And be inspired by God's love. Watch formed.org. We have a subscription. You can look at our website, or there's also information in the kiosk as well. But Formed is like a Catholic YouTube. We spend a lot of time watching YouTube and watching a lot of cool videos, entertaining videos, sports highlights, all the different things. Since we can't watch sports now, so now we're just going to watch highlights. Well, take some time instead to grow in your faith. Maybe watch a video about one of the saints. They have great videos of the lives of the saints, but they also have some documentaries. They have some teaching. They have some scripture videos as well, some videos on the Eucharist. Grow in this time. Grow in your confidence and in your relationship with the Lord. We're in the Lenten season providentially, the time when we're supposed to slow down, a time when we're supposed to engage more fully in our relationship with the Lord. And now our culture is actually allowing us, in a sense, too, to do that too, because we're slowing down. And take this time, though, to really encounter the Lord. And what happens when we encounter the Lord? We encounter His love. And then we grow. And then we live out of a generous spirit, sharing God's love with others. My brothers and sisters, today we come to this Mass seeking hope, seeking comfort, seeking trust in God. And He desires to come to us. He comes to us in the Eucharist to encounter us today as He encountered the woman at the well. And may encounter with Him today help us remember that He loves us, that He is here for us, that He will see us through, and that He desires to help us grow in love in the world as He did.